This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you saw the debate last night, you might have caught an economic question or two. Would have been tricky, given the president's behavior. But Chris Wallace did ask about the economic recovery. The Trump administration maintains it is going to be V-shaped. Former Vice President Biden expects it's going to be K-shaped. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the economic alphabet beat today.
When you're a kid, you learn the alphabet song. It's just a device to help you remember your letters. That was Patti LaBelle on Sesame Street. This is kind of what economists are doing with the V-shape, K-shape thing. They're using the alphabet as a device to explain how we bounce back from recessions.
It's sort of a catchy and almost cute way of summarizing a very complex situation.
That's economist Seth Carpenter at UBS. Think of it this way. If you charted out U.S. GDP growth over time, what shape would you see? If it's a V-shape, economic growth fell fast and hard, but then bounced back just as fast. There's also the U-shape,
where things fall and then they take a long time at a low level before starting to recover.
The W-shape, up and down, the L-shape, the J-shape, and the K-shape. You know, one leg up, one leg down. Eric Lund is an economist at the Conference Board.
The K is more nuanced. It's not talking about just headline GDP growth. It's talking about how different groups inside of the economy are recovering.
The term seems to have cropped up in response to this recession, because certain industries, like restaurants, have been hit way harder than others. So have certain people. Lund says you could have a recovery that's V or J-shaped and K-shaped, where the data shows the broader economy bouncing back, but large groups being left out. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.